A new worldwide movement is providing breast cancer survivors with closure by decorating their scars with tattoos. Karen Richards is just one of millions of other women whose life was changed as a result of breast cancer. She's from the United States, but her journey might sound all too familiar for some. Her double mastectomy left both of her breasts severely scarred. But with the help of an American organization known as P Inc. and a tattoo artist named Friday Jones, her scars have been adorned and her life changed.
It's really an incredible alternative that's gaining a lot of traction and attention. And obviously, because it's such an empowering alternative for women to take back that bit of control after an experience that they've had no control over whatsoever.
Karen's breast cancer journey is as riveting to hear as it is inspirational. All you can hear in her voice is determination and optimism for life. She shared her story with me.
My story actually started just about 14 years ago. I was 41 years old and considered myself way too young to be diagnosed with breast cancer, but it turns out that I was, and I had not just one tumor, but three across both breasts, and I was given the option of saving one breast, the left, where there was only one tumor, and they could do a lumpectomy, but they couldn't spare the right because the tumors were too close together. So I opted to have them both removed. I had a double mastectomy with reconstruction from tissue in my lower belly, called tram reconstruction. So not implants. It was my own tissue, and I opted not to have. I didn't have to have radiation since I'd had all the tissue removed. I went through chemo, did the whole cute bald chick thing with wigs and scarves, and spent a summer doing that. And I didn't go right away for the nipple reconstruction. It really didn't appeal to me. I figured I would maybe get it done eventually, but I didn't do it right away. So it was some years before I actually pursued that. And not knowing that there was any other kind of alternative, it never even occurred to me that there was another alternative. And I was never happy with the result. And I actually had them redone probably three different times to a point where they really felt kind of mangled to me. And the tattoos of the areolas were done by the plastic surgeon. And God bless him, he did a beautiful job with the reconstruction, but a tattoo artist, he was not. So I just was never pleased with that, but just didn't ever know what else I was going to do until I heard about P Inc. And saw what they were doing. And I was so moved and so struck by what I saw and how I felt about what they were doing that I just knew that that was going to be for me.
This is where the second chapter of Karen's journey began. Friday Jones tattooed over Karen's mastectomy scars. She's a well-known international tattooist, and she's been involved with P Inc. She says these tattoos are an opportunity for empowerment. Here she is.
I feel like what a tattoo would offer a mastectomy scarred individual would be like what tattoos have offered any scarred individuals over history, and that's a sense of taking back yourself, taking back your power, showing your inner life rather than what people project on you. You know, I think a lot of that is a theme resonant for these women who maybe give so much to their families and, you know, their careers at the same time that it drives them, you know, their bodies down to this level. So the tattoo somewhat builds it back up, you know, psychologically and visually.
Friday says the breast cancer survivors she's tattooed have given her life's blood back in tattooing.
Well, George, I have to tell you, the consistent thing, and I will say that these women, I've been tattooing 25 years. I'm a senior artist now, and we're watching all these wonderful junior artists come up on Instagram, and it's exploded. So, you know, you can get a little jaded after a while, and these women have really inspired me and given me, like, my life's blood back with this industry where I feel like, you know, I'm serving a purpose.
These tattoos not only enrich the lives of their artists, but seriously change the lives of their subjects. That's why Karen took the plunge. Karen describes her decision to go ahead with the tattoo as a mixture of kismet and personal initiative. She wasn't to understand the full extent of how her life was to change until she took the leap of faith.
It was actually rather terrifying. The artist that I had chosen was the only artist who wasn't local, so we didn't have a chance to meet. Her name is Friday Jones. She's rather it's sort of an internationally recognized tattoo artist who was based in New York at the time and was going to just be flying out for the event. And so we had exchanged some texts and some emails and some ideas, but I wasn't really kind of getting it. And we didn't have a chance to meet until the night before the actual event. And even then, we were just getting to know each other. And we really did click. We really did click on all sorts of levels, but the design was just still not there.
Yes, right.
So by the end of the evening and a few glasses of wine, she just said, "We're just going to freehand on you tomorrow. That's what we're going to do." I thought, oh, and Georgia, I'm a project manager. I'm kind of a planful person in my professional life and sort of needing to know outcomes and having to, you know, expectations and whatnot. So it was really a leap of faith for me to go into that day with nothing on paper and just a trust in this artist that I felt that we had this connection and it was just going to work and it was just going to be amazing. And it was just the most incredible experience, just developing this as we went and connecting on that day and her drawing on me and me going, "Oh yeah, yeah, that's it. Keep going." And it was the energy was amazing. The design was amazing. Nobody else in the world will ever have anything like what we came up with because of the way that we worked together. And it really was it was an incredible experience.
Women like Karen Richards are an inspiration. She represents the incredible power of the human spirit to overcome adversity. Karen hopes that tattooing over mastectomy scars might change the lives of other women just as it changed hers.
Don't be afraid. Don't feel constrained by either society thinking, you know, by saying that you have to look a certain way. We don't have the bodies that we had before, and we don't have to look the way society wants us to look or feels comfortable having us look. There are bodies, and it's our right to do with them what we want in order to give us peace and have us be at peace with our bodies. And if this would help any women in any way, I say go for it. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody I've ever known that's done this has ever regretted it.
For more information on tattooing over mastectomy scars, visit pink.org. Georgia Clark, 42SER.